Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number three. Let's go to Jeff in New York. You're on the air with Dr. Michael Coffin. Thank you for holding. You're a real trooper. What's on your mind?
Hey, Alex. This is Jeff that sent you the 522 Mason footage.
That's right. The Masons let you in and let you videotape all their bizarreness out there. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to give a program announcement. My public access show, Expose and Defeat Tyranny, is airing now in the town that I filmed that in. And next week, I'll be showing that episode on the show in the town it was filmed in.
What was that, Lodge 533?
522.
522.
That's the one. My hometown of Skinny Atlas, New York.
Well, good job. What do you think of what Dr. Michael Kaufman's talking about?
It's the stuff you've been talking about, Alex, and I see the Masons must be involved in this, too, in this world religion thing.
On my DVD, I spend about 10 minutes on Masonry.
Well, let me just tell listeners, anybody who has access TV shows in the country, if it's pretty good, I'll put it on prisonplanet.tv where a lot of people can see it, and then folks grab it off that and put it on Google. So send me your TV show, Jeff, and I'll not just, you know, with the video you shot, but I'll put your, because I know your work's really good, send me your access TV show. I'll put it on the web.
Great. I was going to suggest that. I have an intro that I made up with black helicopter footage and local politicians from the state and Bill and Hillary Clinton that I met a couple years back. I have some George Bush puppet, a parody TV commercials that I do. I'd like to send you those, too. Maybe you'll get a kick out of it.
No. Yeah, that's what we're trying to expand, help everybody get their information out.
Great. I have a clip from a local news show the other day where Walmart had taken off their shelves a Skull and Bones T-shirt because it looks just exactly like the Nazi symbol. I was wondering if you want me to send you that, too. I could play you the clip right now
if
you want.
Sure. No, I mean, I know Skull and Bones are in style right now. I was at Target, and there were like five shirts. I was trying to buy some shirts, T-shirts, and they all had skulls on them, so I was having trouble. There's just the worship of death is everywhere. Aren't they inculcating this into us, Dr. Kaufman?
Yes, they absolutely are. That's part of this whole religion is one aspect of it is death. And we talk about that in some of the symbolism on the Ark of the Covenant or Ark of the Hope that was sent to the United Nations in Johannesburg in 2002.
Amazing. Hey, Jeff, it's good hearing from you, brother.
Good to hear from you, Alex.
Yeah, and call back another time. I don't have all these guests on. I'd like to talk to you some more. Let's talk to Bill in Iowa. Bill, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I owe you a deep apology. Do you remember me?
No, I don't.
I was the one that called about election voting.
And what were you saying? I don't remember.
That doesn't matter. You disagreed with me, so anyway, hello to your guest.
Well, I mean, what did we disagree about? So I turned out being right, or?
Yes, you did. I challenged you on whether or not you voted or not.
Oh, I remember. Yes.
Yeah, I owe you a deep, sincere apology for that.
Well, don't worry about it. Do you have a quick question for our guest?
Not really for your guest, but I just got Terror Storm, well, one of the several copies that I had, and the Freedom to Fascism movie. I just came in yesterday. Wow, that blew me away. I was hoping that I could talk to you without a guest being on. But
well,
anyway,
I'll put you back on hold. I'll get to you a little bit later if you'll just keep holding. We're out of time, and I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to get to everybody's calls. Dr. Michael Coffin's going to head off now to start Thanksgiving to go be with his family, and I'll be talking to him when he gets back from Thanksgiving. I think we're going to have him come to town, and we'll probably have him in studio here and interview him for the upcoming film. Doctor, why don't you fire out your website, too?
It's www.discerningtoday.org. Discerningtoday.org. That's discerningtoday.org.
We didn't even scratch the surface. I've got to have you back on in the near future. God bless you, my friend, and be safe.
Well, thank you.
Take care. We'll come right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not liberal. I'm not conservative. I'm a constitutionalist. I stand with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, with the bedrock of what this country stands for. I don't think that's a radical stance. I know it's a popular stance, but the politicians are bought and paid for by big multinational corporations, and they're killing this country. And the Associated Press reported 2 days ago that 50-plus major lending institutions give preferential treatment to illegal aliens and do not even ask for their Social Security number. Well, I already knew this from people working in banking and people working managing apartment complexes, but now we have the proof right out in the open. Now, that is discrimination. That is racketeering, because it's illegal. It's organized operation trying to allow an illegal practice to continue. That is definition organized crime. But they do it right out in the open. And a large portion of the illegal aliens say that this country belongs to Mexico. And the town of El Cenizo, the San Antonio Express News reported, does not allow anything but Spanish to be spoken in court proceedings. It is Spanish only. You go down to Mexico, it's Spanish only. And you go down to Mexico and you're an illegal alien, they'll put you in a jail and extort all the money out of your family. They're tough. We got 30 million illegals here, not 14 million. Those are the real numbers. If you look at the Census Department numbers, and I've had Congressman Tom Tancredo on and Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul to tell you that. This is the reality. They've had a few towns that have tried to tell their police to arrest illegal aliens, to stop them. I mean, I know police, and they're told to let them go, and they don't have insurance. In most, Vicente Fox was up here in Austin 2 years ago. He's not present anymore, but he was, and he gave, we have video of it, he gave an award to the police department for not following the law and making this a haven city. Then he gave an award to Wells Fargo for issuing them debit cards with no ID that are then used to get homes. Now, this is because the establishment wants to bust up this country, as Lou Dobbs has reported. It's the North American Union, and it's make it or break it time. Okay? Now, some little towns haven't done this right, and the ACLU swooped in on them, a bunch of crooks. Again, they don't, on one issue they'll be right, on 10 others they'll be wrong. And they'll try to sue and stop it. But it's called illegal alien for a reason. These people are criminals. And a lot of them are involved in other crimes. And so we have got Mayor Deputy Pro Tem on with us. And we are really honored to have Tim O'Hare. He's from Farmers Branch. That's up in Dallas-Fort Worth area where I come from. And here's the Associated Press article, KXAN also did a story here locally. Immigration issues coming up in the legislature, and it talks about Farmers Branch is telling illegal immigrants they can't live in a Dallas suburb. They can still work there, though. City council members in Farmers Branch passed a controversial immigration resolution late Monday night. Now, they said that to make it sound discriminatory or hypocritical. Actually, they passed resolutions saying you better not be illegal working there, and that's federal law. Okay, I mean, I know when I've had jobs at Walmart when I was in college or at a golf course, I had to show all my ID and all my stuff, and the illegals didn't. And I'm sick of it. Let's go to him. Enough of my setup of this. And there's a lot of disinfo out there. Here it is from the man himself, who is an attorney as well. And again, we salute him, Tim O'Hare. Thank you for coming on, Mayor Pro Tem.
Alex, thank you very much for having me. It doesn't appear like you are fired up about this issue at all.
Well, I mean, I love America. I'm one of the people who gets a tear in their eye during the at the football game when they say the national anthem, and I'm mad.
Well, you know what? More power to you. And it's guys like you all across the country that are helping councils and states to pass these measures when the federal government won't. So we appreciate what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate you. Now, you guys have got your act together. I hope they don't beat you. We were talking during the break. You said you guys are going to stay the course. Break down what the city council really did and why you did it.
We basically did three things. We passed a resolution that's named English as the official language of the city. And that part of it is largely symbolic, but it did two other things that I thought were pretty important. One, it said the city's not going to print materials or post signage in any language other than English from this point forward.
I love it.
And the second thing that it did, which was my favorite part of the whole deal, if you seek employment with the City of Farmers Branch, you cannot be denied, now that we've passed that resolution, on the basis that the only language you speak is English. And I think that is long overdue, because we are seeing people all across the Metroplex lose jobs because they're not bilingual. And I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's the way this country should be.
By the way, I have a lot of friends in California and in Dallas, but in big cities is my point, master chefs. And they all the restaurants have been taken over by illegal aliens from Mexico, and they finally just tell you, get out of here. We don't want you here if you don't speak Spanish. And a lot of jobs out there tell people, no, if you're not bilingual, no job, and that is discriminatory.
I couldn't agree more. Now, we passed two other measures. One of them was to send our police officers to receive 287G training, which, if your listeners are not aware what that is, it's basically the federal government offers state and local law enforcement officials the opportunity to be trained, essentially to act as ICE agents and conduct themselves with regards to illegals as ICE agents. So we authorized that. And then the third thing we did was agree to fine landlords who rent to people who are living here illegally in apartment complexes.
That's the key.
That's a big one. And we've had, like you said, they put it in the paper that we didn't do the business deal. We didn't find businesses who employ them. And what I would say about this, we haven't done it yet. Our goal is to keep illegal aliens out of Farmers Branch and to make Farmers Branch unattractive to them. And
exactly. You're taking four big bites right now. I mean, you're eating like a 100-ounce T-bone right now.
Yeah, well, we think the three things we did are going to help us achieve that goal. But if they don't, then you better believe businesses are next. And you know, that's just the three things we passed were the easiest things to do that required the least amount of money from the city. And if we have to go after businesses, we'll do that next.
Now, Farmers Branch is a big town in the Metroplex. How many people?
Yeah, we only have 28,000 people, but we are right on the border of Dallas. I mean, we're known as a first ring suburb.
Exactly, and you know, I'm just outraged by the fact that the illegals flaunt the law, and 800 plus cities are sanctuary cities where the law isn't even enforced. Now, the ACLU and others are already squealing, but they don't really have any recourse, do they? Or what are they saying they're going to do?
Well, they're going to file lawsuits claiming that local law enforcement and municipalities are not allowed to enforce these measures. And I'll tell you, the case law doesn't support what their arguments are. And, you know, what you hear from a lot of these groups, they can't argue the issues on the merits. They can't argue the fact that people are breaking the law, so they just resort to a bunch of name-calling. The good news is, in our city, it seems like from some informal polling that has been done, and just from the emails, faxes, and phone calls that I've received, it seems like about 90% of the people in our city support these measures.
Now, you just said 90. I've never talked to you before. We just got on air, and that's what I say every day. But the Gallup poll last year said 90%. The Gallup poll this year said 91%. That's the number. It's 90%.
Yeah, and you know, we have people arguing with us that the way we did it was a bunch of volunteers put door hangers on pretty much every single door in the city of Farmers Branch and said, give us your responses. And, you know, we've had over 1,000 responses come back.
Man.
And those responses have been 90% in favor of it. So, you know, it's...
Man, I wish we had a government in Austin like yours where the city asks what we want.
Well, and this wasn't officially done by the city. It was done by citizens. But,
no, I understand. But still, you know, the city's listening to that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the support has just been universal. And you would be shocked to come look at my email list of just the emails I've received from not just Farmers Branch and Metroplex residents, but from people all over the country. It just, the support is overwhelming.
Well, 67 to 70% of Hispanics, and again, that's almost all of the citizens. They also poll the quote immigrants. I mean, so if you break down those polls, the Gallup poll, almost 80% of Hispanics who are citizens, it's right at 80. When you take the illegals out of the equation, are against it too. So it's not some racial issue. This is America, and we simply cannot take the hordes of people from Latin America or anywhere else for that matter, and we certainly can't have illegals running around all over the place.
Well, you know, our proposals will benefit every single person that lives in Farmers Branch, Texas, regardless of what race, color, or creed they are, with the exception of people who aren't supposed to be here in the first place.
Exactly. Now, do you have copies of the resolutions you passed? I mean, are other cities looking at duplicating what you've done, or are they waiting to see what happens?
Well, you have a lot of wait and see, but I've been in touch with four different city officials from different cities in Texas, and I will tell you that the momentum is growing just almost on a daily basis.
Now, I have a few friends that are police officers, and sheriffs have complained on the air. We've had them on from Tennessee and places where they'll pick up a whole car full of 10 illegals. They'll even find drugs on them, things like that. They take them, and the feds won't even come get them or deport them. They have to let them go. It's illegals are involved in a lot higher incidence of wrecks because of the drinking and because they've never really had any driver's education. So right there, how can a city like Austin catch and release, but then a city like Farmers Branch do its job? I don't know how cities don't get sued for not doing their job.
You know, that's a good point. Alex, I handle injury and death cases at my law firm, and I will tell you, not a day goes by that we don't get a phone call from someone who said they were in a wreck and they're hurt and they were hit by someone who was here illegally that doesn't have insurance. Not a day goes by.
Well, I've been hit personally twice by illegals.
And it's not just a matter of benefiting our city and raising property values and helping the schools, but it's also a safety issue. You know, there's so many good, positive reasons to do this, and it's protecting America.
It's just common sense. We have to do this.
Well, you know, you're not allowed to have common sense in politics. That's just not allowed.
I know you're very busy, sir, but I'd like to do 5 minutes with you on the other side, a quick break, and then 5 minutes on the other side. Are you game to do that?
No problem.
Okay, fantastic. We'll be right back with Tim O'Hare. He's from Farmers Branch. He's a city councilman.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you. Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Welcome back. Final segment with our guest. We'll open the phones up and cover a bunch of news in the last 30 minutes here at the bottom of the hour. Tim O'Hare is a native Texan, also, of course, a former UT football player, and he is an attorney up in Farmers Branch also. He is the deputy mayor pro tem, city council member, and they've simply said that they're going to do the opposite of what other cities do, saying they're going to be sanctuaries and violate federal and state law. They're going to try to basically enforce the law. You know, cities don't have to even pass laws like you've done. When they pull an illegal over and they don't have insurance, I mean, they arrest citizens all the time for not having insurance, driving recklessly, not having their driver's license, but they don't do that to illegals. How do these other cities get to the point of basically making the illegal aliens first-class citizens and then citizens are second-class?
I tell you what you have, Alex, is you have people in political office who so desperately want to hold on to their jobs. And when I say what I'm about to say, it's not that I don't love Farmers Branch or like what I'm doing, but if I get defeated in a re-election bid, I mean, really, who cares? I mean, it's city council and Farmers Branch, so I don't have to try to make sure that I'm politically correct, and I don't have to try to make sure that I don't upset one particular group or another.
Well, that's because you're not sucking off things. A lot of people are sucking off the government trough, and so they do want to stay in, too. So you're not sucking anything. That's always a key indicator that you're not, you know, toeing the line.
That's exactly right. And then my supporters are not big businesses who make their money off of illegals where they can get cheap labor. And so I don't have anyone that's backing me that I have to answer to. And I wouldn't answer to them if I did in that regard. But I don't have that to worry about, which is not what you have in the U.S. Senate or in the House of Representatives.
Exactly. And I've said it over and over again. We get 60%, 55% turnout depending on the national election, but then we get an, on average in what in Texas, 8% turnout. The power is at the county and city and municipal level, and this is where the people can actually get into power and can actually turn the tide. I think it's almost a distraction to focus too much on the federal level.
Well, what we've seen in Farmers Branch is more people have spoken out and gotten involved as a result of this issue than we have ever seen in the history of our city. And it has inspired people to get involved at the local government level. And it's just it's a storm, really, that is sweeping across the country of people standing up and saying enough is enough. You know, mayor of one of the largest suburbs in our area, Plano, which you're familiar with, had
yes.
a quote in the paper on Tuesday that said, "I'm getting a lot of phone calls saying, why can't you be like Tim O'Hare?" And I say that because when one city passes these measures, other people say, hey, finally someone with the courage to do it.
Yeah, it shows change can really happen, and
yeah,
it's constitutional.
And they go ask people, yeah, they go ask people and say, hey, we want you to do it, and that's how another city is going to do it.
Well, exactly. Instead of the 867 last time I checked that are sanctuary cities. Now, this had to be triggered by something. I mean, was this triggered by a massive influx of illegal aliens, or was it just informed citizens there in Farmers Branch?
You know, I would say really it was a combination of things. It was a combination of just what's going on in the nation, a combination of that along with seeing what a couple of other cities were doing. Yes, we've seen a large influx in our city. We've seen property values on the decline or appreciating at a very low rate. You know, we've seen the reputation of our school district suffer somewhat. So it was just a deal where a lot of things happened. And then we also had a two-year-old little girl killed in a drive-by shooting earlier this year, and the two people that were arrested, the two suspects, were illegal. And, you know, finally people have to say enough is enough and stand up.
Well, that's
it.
Statistically, exactly. It's not that Mexicans in Mexico are all criminals. It's that those that come here have a higher level of criminality already. And so they're already criminals to be here to begin with. And, I mean, what is it, almost half of L.A. jails are illegal aliens? I mean,
yeah, I've seen, 95% of the warrants in L.A. County for murder are for illegals, and 75% of the people on the most wanted list are illegals. I mean, anybody that thinks that's not coming to their city is just blind.
In fact, Dallas had some Los Zetas murders last year where their military drug dealers were killing people.
It's a problem that you're seeing all across the country, and I would tell people to take a look at the statistics in Los Angeles County and ask yourself, is this what you want our city or our county to look like? And no one wants that.
Well, they also,
so that's why these measures are necessary.
They also tell blacks, whites, and Asians, just you can't work here.
Oh, what this is really doing is it is suppressing all this huge influx of illegals is suppressing wages for lower-income Americans.
Well, we've got about 20 seconds left. Do you, off the top of your head, know the Farmers Branch website?
www.farmersbranch.info, but the best place to go is www.supportfarmersbranch.com.
Ah, supportfarmersbranch.com. Councilman, thank you, sir.
Hey, my pleasure. I'll be on anytime, Alex.
You bet. We'll be praying for you. Take care.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Welcome back. Yep. There ain't no senator's son. All right. We've got our caller from Vietnam back. I believe it's Beyond or Beyond. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. From Vietnam. Let's go right to you, then Bill, Rusty, and others. Welcome from Vietnam. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How long have you been listening to the show? Where are you in Vietnam?
Saigon. I've been here 6 years.
Where are you originally from?
Norway.
Oh, wow. So you're there on business?
Teaching English.
All right. So what'd you call in about today, sir?
Oh, okay. First I want to say I consider you my brother. I follow you almost every day, and you have my full respect and blessings.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless you.
Okay, first a piece of news and then a question for you. Guess who's here in Vietnam training Vietnamese soldiers?
Our military.
Yes. About 2 years ago on the BBC, you know, I was very perplexed to see the Prime Minister. He made an announcement that he had a plan to get American military instructors over to Vietnam to train the Vietnamese military. The arch enemy, USA, would come over to Vietnam to train the Vietnamese soldiers.
Now, I saw that a few years ago and frankly didn't even cover it because I didn't think the listeners could handle it or believe it. That's the kind of stuff. It's all so insane.
And then I tell it to a friend of mine, and he said, yeah, didn't you know that? They've been here 1 year already. Really?
I saw the plan a couple of years ago to part of Clinton. Clinton opened up relations 6 years ago, but they'd really been operating before that. But I don't know what the Vietnamese would need advice on. It seems they know what they're doing when it comes to guerrilla warfare.
I guess it shows the long arm of the New World Order.
Yeah, Ho Chi Minh's gone now, so the New World Order takes over one way or the other, huh?
Yeah. And now Vietnam is becoming capitalist, you know, because about 1991 they realized that they were running out of money, and so they had to liberalize the economy.
Yeah,
and
they got lots of Nike plants now.
Oh, yeah. And, well, it's awfully, awfully, awfully corrupted. The rich are getting richer, and the poor, they stay poor. That's the deal. I want to ask you, well, with your intelligence on these matters, what do you predict is the future for Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and Thailand?
It's going to turn into a total police state, even to a greater extent, until the police state's in place. And then there will be really bizarre super viruses that pop up and start reducing the population over the next decade, just like we'll see that in Africa already happening. What, 35% of the continent has AIDS or illnesses that mimic it. And that there's just going to be big global slave plantations, just like China, just like the U.S. is going to be. I mean, it's all the same programs, the same names, the same systems, all owned by the big central banks. I mean, what do you see happening? You're there. I bet you know more about it than I do.
Well, you can say with Vietnam, the worst thing is at the same time the best thing, and that is the corruption. That is... It's very, very corrupted, so you can never trust the government. You can never trust a police officer. At the same time, if some police officer, he gets a directive from a superior to do something, well, he might not just do it if he doesn't want to.
Well, that's the thing about sure. That's the thing about balance. The, you know, the old joke is in Mexico, at least you know you just pay the bribe and folks. I've been in Mexico and had the cop pull me over. I've actually been in a car while it happens, and then the driver just gives them $20 and it's no problem. You know, that's just how they operate. Here, it's more sophisticated because they keep the corruption at the low level only in certain areas. And then basically have a bunch of well-meaning idiots carrying out the operation. So, yeah, really corrupt societies in their final phases start falling apart. And that's why the globalists are trying to, quote, root out corruption worldwide. By that, they mean just put in their type of corruption.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you can microchip 80 million Vietnamese, I mean, running around everywhere, and they are not registered, and the government, they don't know where the hell they are, and I think it's sort of just too chaotic here to...
Well, it's going to be it's going to be the first world countries where they go. You don't have to have the chip, but if you want the free health care, you've got to have it. Or if you want that tax exemption for your children... Or if you want to drive a car, or if you want to prove you're a trusted, you know, like Andy Rooney said on 60 Minutes, we all need to take chips to prove we're the good people. Or what Sean Hannity said, every child needs a chip. I have him on video.
Yeah. No, I don't know about Vietnam. I think the best thing they could do here would just be to put a neutron bomb on us and just exterminate all of us or something like that. I think it will be very hard to, you know, to organize this society that is just so extremely disorganized.
Well, a neutron bomb, as you know, folks, doesn't create a a heat wave that is destroying life with by fire. It sends out a powerful pulse of intense radiation, killing all life, depending on how powerful it is, 100 feet under the ground. And but I don't think they'll use neutron bombs. When they start culling us, it'll be wave after wave of bioreleases every few years. It'll be, the shadowy terror group Chaos that's doing it. There'll be little video recordings that Chaos, or whatever name they give it, will announce on television. And, but don't worry, the global government is fighting and routing out Chaos. You know, we defeated Chaos forces in this country. Oh, we defeated them in that country. I mean, that's really the program plan. And so that's what I see happening. Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and call back again.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Callers all over the globe call from Vietnam. Let's talk to Brian in New Jersey. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. Okay, Bill in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex, again.
That's right. Earlier you wanted to make a comment. We ran out of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for holding me over. The guy that called earlier basically answered my question to you about what can we do. Okay, do I have a few minutes or do I have to rush?
No, just go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Okay, do you know that we have 5 social classes in this country?
Okay.
Okay, we have the rich, we have the upper middle class, the middle class, the lower middle class, and the poor.
Well, I would say there's about 10 groups. You've got the lower class, the lower working class, the higher level blue collar, the lower middle class, the upper middle class, the nouveau riche, the wealthy, the super wealthy, the ultra rich, the elite, and then the money printers.
Okay, well, the money printers are the people that we are fighting against. But anyway, we gee-haw there. Okay, pardon my southern expression. My point is, I just got I got the Terror Storm and the Freedom to Fascism.
Yes, sir.
Just came in yesterday. I ordered it 3 weeks ago. And, man, I watched that Freedom to Fascism. It just totally blew me away.
Yeah, and let me just add something about shipping here. People always ask, hey, one time I ordered and I got it in 3 days. Another time I ordered and it took 3 weeks. What happens is we got Freedom to Fascism in, and then, of course, then it sells out. Then you got to get more in. So sometimes, it'll take a while if something becomes back-ordered. But right now we are not back-ordered on anything. We were back ordered on T-shirts. Those just came in. So that's why it took you 3 weeks to get it. But again, we're not Amazon.com, but they don't have Freedom to Fascism. We're a small operation. We try best we can. But thank you for getting the film, sir.
No problem. I have several of your documentaries, and I've had to wait just about every time, and I was always glad to get them. And I share them with others. But anyway, The thing is here, my point is, like the previous caller asked you, what can we do? What are we going to do about this, man?
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. It's like the Twilight Zone. Where was I? I was looking at people just the other day, and I was on an escalator. I guess I was at the mall. That's right. I went to the Apple store. My wife was in another store doing something, and I was standing there with my son holding his hand, and I was just looking at people, and they just looked so into themselves and happier or sad or posing or, striking a pose, what people do. And I just wanted to warn them. I wanted to start shouting, hey, there's a global government. There's criminals in control. They're incrementally destroying our freedom. They have very bad plans for you. They've devalued your dollar. But they've been conditioned that that would be crazy. Now, sometimes I get the urge when my family isn't with me. I will do it. I have done it. Or I'll walk over to a crowd of people. People see me in America. It's by design. Walk into a big crowd. In fact, I'm going to do that. I'm going to, for the new film I'm making, I'm going to go out and do some of that. Just start, you know, yelling in crowds and warning people. And really, that's the instinct. We have to get through the comfort zone. If we love these people, don't we all have that drive? I mean, I know I have it. I want to warn people, man. I want to tell them. That's an instinct, you know, that goes back to coming back to the cave and going, there's a big cave bear coming this way. Let's get ready and ambush it, you know. And then that's what our ancestors would do, was get up above it on the cliffside with big old boulders and heave them down on the cave bear. That's why we extincted them in northern and western Europe. I'm kind of digressing into anthropology, but, I mean, I got that instinct. I saw a big cave bear down by the brook. It's coming this way, and I run in and go, ooka, 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 ooka. And, I mean, I want to ooka, 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 ooba, juba, juba. I mean, I want to run around doing that everywhere. I want to run down. I've done it, too. Sometimes I have the urge. I just walk outside in front of the office, and I go, world government's here. You know, Google Operation Northwoods. I mean, sometimes I see cameras. I want to get out of my car and bash them with a baseball bat. I haven't done that. I have to control the urge. I want to, like, go get spray paint and stencil Infowars.com on every bridge. I can't do it all. I want to warn people. Hey, man, don't take the vaccines. They're deadly. So really, it's warning people. They don't know yet. And a guy called earlier and said, we're preaching to the choir here. You know, what are we doing here on air? We need to, you know, go to, I don't think he said go to war, but he said we need to do something now. And so many of the people on the web and other places that are calling for violence, I'm not saying he was, but others are. I mean, if you really start calling for violence, folks, you get arrested if you're not a Fed. And every time I've researched the people calling for violence, that is on an organized platform using their name, that's not really their name, A, and then B, and it's normally both of them, they are there trying to provocateur others. It doesn't hurt the New World Order if somebody was to go into a police station and shoot 20 cops. Most of those cops are good people. They're ignorant. They've been given bad programs. They've been given bad information. They're malfunctioning. They don't know. It would do nothing to blow up every federal building in the country. The globalists would love it. They're going to call in foreign troops. The globalists plan to have a big civil war here, by the way. They're going to do stuff so bad, we're going to be forced to defend ourselves, and that's the way it is. And they're going to love the first wave of our own police and military are going to get shot up. They're going to get routed. Boom. And they may do this. They could have the illegals riot and bring in foreign troops. They could have a civil war and bring in foreign troops. You're probably going to see it. And the best thing to do, frankly, when that time comes, is be like a porcupine. You're not out looking for trouble. You don't want to fill anybody full of lead, but you will defend yourself. And we're in for big trouble, sir. I mean, they are setting it up. It, as crazy as it sounds, you know, NORTHCOM announced in Army Times 3 weeks ago. I asked Paul to do an article, but God bless him, he's been too busy. He writes two a day, so does his brother. I guess I got to do it, but I'm trying to make films, do radio interviews, and I think I'll be on air 8 hours today. 8 hours I'll be on air today. At the end of this show, it'll be 5 hours. I mean, I'm exhausted. So I'm doing everything I can. But the biggest, I notice all the other, quote, patriots, most of them, they either nitpick each other, tear each other down, or they sit around and strategize all day. When I got enemies in the info war coming into the foxhole on top of me, I mean, I'm literally swinging my musket here. I'm not waiting for orders from headquarters. I'm not sitting there thinking about the best strategy. I am just going absolutely ape. You know, it's like when you get in a fight. I'm sure you've been in a few fights in your life, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, back in the past, everybody did. Nowadays, people don't. They either shoot each other. You know, the good old days is you got in fights. I mean, you know, once you might be afraid when some big guy's coming down on you, but as soon as his fist, I remember that, boy, when some big guy would, I'd be scared at first. That's when I was getting jacked up. And, man, as soon as that big fist would crack into me or as soon as something, I wasn't worried anymore. I was on fire, Tasmanian devil, baby. I was glad it was on. And you know what? That's what we have to just turn it on. Just turn it on. That's what you got to do. You got to turn it on and do those banner hangs. Turn it on with that spray paint. I'm just going, you got to just turn it on, ladies and gentlemen. Turn it on. Get her done. Make the thousands of copies. Make your own films. Buy the guns for the, if we have to. Just, you know what? Just warn the people. We're starting to win, sir. And that's making the globalists really mad, and they're just going ahead with their program. Okay?
On the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. My point is, the only way I see that anything is going to come of this is when they take away everything from all of us. And then everybody's going to have to bear arms and fight.
I know, but did you hear me? They want us to wipe out the police and military. The best thing to do is avoid them. Okay? Avoid. It goes into whole guerrilla strategy and a lot of. It's the second wave you've got to worry about. Oh, I appreciate your call. I got to let you go. Big news just broke. We'll tell you about it on the other side. This is huge. This is huge.
Year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Former member of British intelligence just sent me this email. We've interviewed. Security alert as police lose a briefcase of dummy bombs. This just came out today on a train. Probably real bombs. You never know. Or maybe it's dummy bombs. And they're always practicing taking them on airplanes everywhere else. And that's what the guys on 9/11 thought they were doing until the nerve gas took them out and the planes were remote controlled into the buildings. This is a London Evening Standard. We'll get a report out on this. We'll put it on JonesReport.com right now. A major security alert is sparked after police lost a briefcase full of imitation bombs and other devices. And it goes on to say this has been going on since October. The incident was on October 31st, but now they don't know who got the fake bombs. Yeah, sure. They're always at. It's like when the Russian police got caught planting bombs in a fourth building, FSB did. Moscow police caught them, and they claimed it was just a drill, but it was real bombs. Just you people never end. Who knows what's really behind that? Or maybe one chance out of 100 that it really was a guy who had fake bombs who works for the government. Sure. Hey, here's that old Disney piece from World War II where they're talking about Hitler and his New World Order. This is an anti-Nazi film because Hitler called for a New World Order. See, they don't show these anymore. Here it is.
Is he not the Superman?
Aryan Pura Superman?
Yahweh is the Superman.
Super duper Superman. Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good.
We would leave, but if we could.
We bring the world new order.
I am a Hitler's world new order.
Everyone a foreign race. We love the poorest face. Then we bring to the world this order.
Adolf Hitler's new world order.
You see, they use many different faces, many different people, but the program moves forward. Eugenics, extermination program for you and your family. I hope you'll get Terror Storm. It's still in the top 20 or 30 of Amazon.com. And I hope that you'll also get Freedom to Fascism and Infowars.com. Can't get it at Amazon. You can get it from us, though. You can get Terror Storm for $9.95 with America Freedom to Fascism when you get it from Infowars.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139. Let's move quick. Nick in Las Vegas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm a first-time caller. I was also right behind you at Ground Zero, chanting 9/11 was an inside job.
Well done.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. I almost got through yesterday. I just had to make a quick comment about Mancow. Listen, I think Mancow is an idiot piece of trash, Hannity-loving, less than nothing anti-American. For him to say that the firefighters are actors is absurd. I met all these men at the community church in New York, and I mean, just listening to them tell their stories about how they're dying, and you know, it's just disgusting to hear Mancow make an accusation like that.
No, that's why we had him on, was just to let him go and let you see.
I know, it's unbelievable. I mean, these guys are heroes, you know?
Well, the firefighters are heroes, and so are the police. And look, they've got a bunch of lies, we've got the truth, and Mancow, you know, is just an establishment lackey. But we're more than happy to get the info out through his program.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Good to have you here, my friend. Call me back when I get more time, Nick. Let's talk to New World Order. Where are you calling us from, New World Order?
Yeah, this is Own the NWO, Alex. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
A couple things. First, I sent an email to Kevin and Aaron last night. One of the biggest news bloggers on MySpace got deleted yesterday. His name's Andre. I sent him a cash link to the page and stuff so you guys could make an article or something about it if you could.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I've got a few. I hear the, oh, is this the end? All right.
Yeah.
You've got death row inmates on MySpace on Wired.com. They're trying to censor them. You've got PayPal thinks I'm a terrorist on LiveJournal.com. These are just articles that I saw you guys have missed. Monsanto tried to do everything to destroy us. That's on indiebay.org.
Hey, we're out of time. I got to let you go. I appreciate it. Call me back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for the new program. Be sure and tune in.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.